The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Once in a while, I bump into my husband unexpectedly in public. Unplanned, we dock into the same cafe. Or I drive past him as he walks along a sidewalk downtown. That instant, right before I realize it is him, is fascinating to me. It's a moment when I see him as he is, rather than as I know or believe him to be. Him as he exists outside of my expectations of who he is. I wish there were a name for that. And then there's the thrill that picks up in my chest when I discover that this person, this free-range being, actually belongs in my life. It's comforting and awe-inspiring at once to know that the people we know and love best can still be mysterious to us in some ways. The other afternoon, walking through my neighborhood, I spotted two girls sitting a ways away. There was a responsible 6 feet of distance between them. Their bikes were parked nearby as they talked and gestured happily. It took me a minute to realize that one of the girls was my daughter. She seemed so fully and firmly anchored in her selfhood. She and her friend were so engrossed with their conversation that they didn't even notice me, not even when, realizing it was them, I raised my arm to wave. I think there is a metaphor in that scene, something about what we ought to strive to feel as our children age, grow, and go on their own into the world. Appreciation, surprise, and pride as we continue on in our own direction. Today's poem is Chance Meeting by Susan Brown. It conjures the rapture of recognition and reunion with the people we love, even if the time we must spend apart from them is only temporary. Chance Meeting by Susan Brown. I know him. That man walking toward me up the crowded street of the city. I have lived with him 7 years now. I know his fast stride, his windy wheatfield hair, his hands thrust deep in his jacket pockets, hands that have known my body, touched its softest part, caused its quick shudders and slow releasings. I have seen his face above my face, his mouth smiling, moaning, his eyes closed and opened. I have studied his eyes, the brown turning gold at the centers. I have silently watched him lying beside me in the early morning. I know his loneliness, like mine, human and sad, but different too. His private pain and pleasure I can never enter, even as he comes closer, past trees and cars, trash and flowers, steam rising from the manhole covers, gutters running with rain. He lifts his head. He sees me. We are strangers again, and a rending music of desire and loss. I don't know him, courses through me, and we kiss and say, "It's good to see you," as if we haven't seen each other in years, when it was just a few hours ago, and we are shy then, not knowing what to say next. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.